Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Dominique D. Wilson of EverythingSheTouches.com, and I help women to discover their purpose and own their story so they can use it as inspiration to express their unique gifts into the world. Now today I would like to talk to you about the power of owning your story. Now just imagine you've been walking steadily along a path and decide to pause briefly. You turn and look back, expecting to see familiar stones and grass, but instead you watch in awe as flecks of light dance across millions of gemstones that glisten as far as the horizon. A tear of joy rolls down your cheek as you realize that you are abundant beyond measure. This is what it feels like to own your story. Gems of wisdom, insight, knowledge, empathy, mastery, and compassion are all that remain left of a path once trodden. I believe that life is about expansion. It's a continuous process of revealing more of ourselves. I also believe that we're best served when we focus on the present moment and what we'd like to create in the next. With that said, if ever you do decide to turn and look back, I believe there's only one good reason to do so. To prospect. To discover the gems and increase your abundance. A prospector looks back at challenges and hardships she's faced and chooses to see them as on the way rather than in the way. Her mission is always to find the gems. What if everything in your life that's ever happened to you actually happened for you to become a greater expression of who and what you are? Although you have no control over what other people think and say and do, you can control your perception of it, as well as your response. Owning your story means that in every thought, word, and action, you live to answer the question, what is possible? Each of us has a unique story, something difficult that we've had to overcome, and no one story is more significant than another. But some of us allow our stories to haunt us and to hold us back because we haven't yet seen the value and the virtue in them. We only see how we felt hurt by someone because it validates some belief that we're still holding on to. But we don't see the balance. We don't see how at the same time we were being equally supported in some other area of life. If you don't see the value in something, it will never be inspiring to you. Choosing to deny or reject parts of your story is choosing to deny or reject parts of you. If you're ready for more love, joy, peace, inspiration, and fulfillment, then start to call back all of the scattered pieces. Reclaim and bless the pieces of your story that you thought were flawed or broken, and then search them for the gems. See how they made you stronger, opened your heart wider, helped you think outside of the box, sparked a fire in you that you never knew you had before, made you fearless and taught you what true love is. See how abundant, glowing, radiant, powerful, and beautiful you are, glistening with gems. See how everything that's ever happened to you has been preparing you for this moment here, now. This is your moment. What will you do with it? You get to choose how you show up in life. So love yourself fiercely, own your story, and say yes to your calling. That's all I have for today. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening to me. Again, this is Dominique D. Wilson of EverythingSheTouches.com. And I'll just leave you with this. If you're feeling frustrated or stuck, maybe unsure of your purpose, like you're just completely out of alignment with who you are, maybe you've been putting your dreams on hold in order to let someone else shine. I get it. But if you're ready to stop playing small, to reclaim yourself, and to step fully into your purpose, then the time is now. I would love to talk to you and to help you get clear. Together, let's find the gems. Visit everythingshetouches.com/free call to schedule your free 20-minute discovery call. Again, that's everythingshetouches.com/free call. Thank you so much for listening and have a beautiful day.